I want to, and I'm gonna hold you too.
It's so much worse when you're singing and it goes directly into my ears.
I don't want another pretty
face. No, I can't do this again.
I don't want just anyone to hold.
I've heard this song so many times over the past few years.
I want you and your beautiful soul.
Can we talk about AI now, please?
Kayla.
Kyle.
What's up?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we're back at the Per My Last Email headquarters.
Yep.
We're here at HQ. I think we have some of the best headquarters in the world in this little studio four.
Yep.
Got some plants.
Yep, we do. Are they real, actually?
I don't know. We haven't checked. I'm afraid to touch them and find out they're not real. I'm super excited for today's episode because I think we have a really innovative episode here. We're covering ground that no one has really thought to cover.
It's really serious.
I consider us investigative journalists at this point because we're talking about artificial intelligence.
AI. What is that? Wow,
no one is speaking about this. No one is speaking about this, but we are here to inform the people of this new emerging technology.
Oh, fantastic.
So you've come to the right place. Let's kick things off.
Okay.
Have you actually used AI at work? Everyone is talking about it. Have you actually used it?
No.
You've never used AI.
No, I mean, like, not really. I logged into ChatGPT once. And it was so shocking. I think I asked it a few questions and I was like, I'm not doing this.
It is funny because like you hear about ChatGPT so much.
So much.
And then you log in and you're like ready for your world to be rocked. And you're like, how do I make a sandwich? And like the computer just like tells you and you're like,
all right, I could have Googled that.
I'm paying $20 a month for this. Yeah. Like it's paid Google. Like, yeah. Why am I using paid Google?
Exactly. What about you? Have you used it?
I think it's free now, so I don't want to. I think there is a free version. Okay, yeah, I have used ChatGPT. I do think you should be using it. Like, I think it's learning a new technology. I think the tech is pretty cool. So I've used it to, like, brainstorm ideas. I think that's where it's really effective. Like, if you just need to, like, get some stimuli, get some inputs,
sure,
and then think about them, connect the dots, it's a great way to do that. I mean, it can read the entire internet. It's just like a better version of Google in some capacity.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like a world-changing
technology on that front. A better version of Google. Like, I understand how to use Google. I know how to work Google.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think it's at the point right now where, like, the UI is, I don't know, like, or the user interface is, like, interesting or, like, intuitive enough for me to be like, I got this.
Yeah, well, we're going to go into this because what the question we're going to talk about today is like, should you actually care about AI as a normal, average human and like employee? Like, do you actually need to care about this? Because it is everywhere, but does it mean you should be focusing your time on it? Like, what should you be doing with this new technology? So set the scene for the people.
Yeah, okay. So we're coming as, you know, normal humans that are working, whatever you just said.
Yes, most normal humans describe themselves as normal
humans. We are very normal.
Yeah.
And we are human. We are not AI. but no, I think, you know, it's important for us to be like, we don't actually know, like, the tech. You know, we're not, like, 100%
experts.
We're
not building our own LLMs.
We're not building our own LLMs. But it has been in the news a lot, and so it is, you know, it could impact how we work.
Yeah, and everyone is thinking about, like, should I be using this technology? Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to explore that question.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've heard a lot recently about layoffs generally, but also people that are companies that are kind of using, citing AI as a reason for their layoffs.
Right. It's very easy to feel like you scroll Twitter, you read an article, you're like, oh, I'm getting fired yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, this is coming. It's coming fast. It's happening right now. And it's easy to get, like, really overwhelmed by this. And so figuring out, like, what is real and how you can actually use the technology maybe to, like, be better at your job is very interesting. The IMF came out with this report that said they estimate 40% of jobs can be automated through the use of AI. Again, I would take all of these studies as like kind of BS.
Yeah, like when?
Yeah, exactly. Like by the year 3000.
Like, sure.
Shout out to the Jonas Brothers. okay, I'll be dead by then, so it doesn't really matter. And actually, our own reporter, Sam Klabanov, wrote this great piece about, is it actually affecting people now? And the reality he came to discover through research was like, it's actually pretty expensive to like take AI, implement it, you know, cut out an entire division. it's just too expensive right now. So it's not actually really affecting a ton of people right now. We're in very early days. Don't worry. Like, I wouldn't go into like a doom spiral as an individual right now.
So your answer to the question, should you actually care about AI, is no?
Yeah, I guess it sounds like it was no based on that. You should care, though, 100%.
I don't.
I'm in the category.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about AI. I don't care about AI. I'm sorry. I just don't.
All right. Elaborate on your take. Why shouldn't someone care about AI?
I don't think it's that big of a deal right now. That's it. If anyone has used ChatGPT for anything besides like give me 100 Instagram post ideas.
Yeah.
It's like no normal human writes like this.
Yeah. Well, I think, okay, this is what I think we have to clarify. What is AI? And this is actually something we have no idea. Again, we are not.
I have no idea. No, that's not true.
No, what is AI? Because I think, you know, you point to ChatGPT. Well, if you open up Gmail and you start typing an email, mm-hmm. it's going to guess your next word. Mm-hmm. That is technically artificial intelligence. Basically, any tool that automates a task using an algorithm or a large language model, it's intelligent artificially. It's not human intelligence.
Right.
So it depends on like how you classify AI. And I think right now, like AI is kind of having this buzzwordy moment where people are actually rebranding tools that already existed and were, you know, called automation. And they're saying
predictive analytics or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're enhanced by AI. So, yeah, you should care about AI, I think, because it is going to be implemented into your work stream in some capacity. I think if you want to get better at your job, there's tools out there that you should be aware of that use AI that can make you more efficient.
Yeah.
And so it's important to like be good at your craft. You should understand the tools available to you, many of which are using and leveraging AI.
Okay, but yeah, like same with like Google search. Okay, so we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I do have some graphics for you.
Okay.
So if you are watching on video, pay extra attention now. I would like to show you what Yahoo's homepage looks like in 1999.
Okay.
So if you could pull that up, please. Here's what it looked like. This is garbage. I'm so stressed out. I have no idea where to click. There's like this categorization. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're only listening, basically it's the Yahoo homepage from 1999. There's a ton of links, very few images. Basically it says shop, connect, personal, like departments, stores, features, and you can just click on all these different links that are like trending.
Honestly, bring it back. This is like nostalgia for me.
It's really nice. It's very like hectic and it's very classic, like early aughts technology.
Yep, I am looking at it. The only question I have is how is this relevant to our discussion?
Okay, Kayla? Great. Now let's show you Google search in 2000. Look at that. That's beautiful. All it is a single, it's basically exactly what Google looks like now, right? It's just a text box and then it says search.
Yes.
And so this, instead of you being like, well, I have a question about, you know, how strong ants are. I don't know. I just made that up. You can type out how strong ants are instead of going back to the Yahoo thing being like, education, animals, ants, and then trying to find a page on the internet that talks about ants.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is I think we're at the Yahoo 1999 stage right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the people that didn't learn how to use Yahoo in 1999 were at a disadvantage in 2000 when they started using Google.
Yeah. No, we'll share these images on social after so people aren't on video can follow along. I think I agree with you in the fact that if you want to, you know, if you're concerned about AI, you don't need to go learn what a large language model is.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to like go become like a deep coder unless that is your actual career path. But companies are going to leverage AI and make a great product with it. And you should be aware of that product.
Yeah.
So I agree. Like you probably didn't need to be like an expert at the internet in the early or the late 1990s. But I would say you had to be good at Google and you had to like use Google.
But Google didn't even exist until 2000. So what I'm saying is I don't even think we're at the point where you need to learn how to Google search.
You don't think you need to learn how to use ChatGPT, right?
I think that it's going to get better and more intuitive.
Yeah.
And so why would I spend the time trying to figure out how to use the like clunky 1990s internet when I could just wait for the 2000s internet and not feel like I'm behind in any way?
Yeah. I mean, I think you don't need to feel like you're behind, but I would say, you know, whatever job you are in, there are tools you're using to become better at your job. You're in marketing, you're probably on Canva. And what you're saying is, like, you don't need to understand, like, the underlying technologies. Yes. If it's a super early nascent technology or website, like, you don't need to be like, oh, my God, this is going to change the world. I need to go all in. But my argument is you should just be aware of the tools that can make you better at your job.
I will agree with you there.
Tools like ChatGPT and other products like Jasper for marketing. There's Type AI for writers. Like, there's all these companies that inside of your particular niche are leveraging artificial intelligence, and they do make you, I think, more effective, better.
Yep.
You should be aware of those. I think if you just put blinders on and you're like, AI is all smokescreen, it doesn't matter, like, you're going to miss a product or a tool that could make you better at your job.
Totally. But I think it's the same way that, like, I think what I take issue with is the fact that everyone's like, if you don't learn AI, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, okay, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when Canva came on the scene, that's just a new tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned a new tool. And, like, maybe Jasper AI or whatever it is, is another tool like Canva that we learn. But it doesn't mean, like, if I'm using Canva right now and not, like, the small, exciting new technology called Jasper, that I'm going to be left behind. It's just, I'm going to adopt that when my company adopts it or when it becomes relevant to me.
Right. It's like when the internet came out, you didn't need to know how Wi-Fi worked in order to use Google.
Yes.
So if you're spending a ton of time like, oh my gosh, the internet, I need to figure out how Wi-Fi works. Like, that's almost irrelevant to you unless you're building in that space. What you need to be good at is, how do I use Google to surface the results I want to surface? How might I use ChatGPT to find leads if I'm a salesperson?
Sure.
How might I use Jasper if I'm in marketing to be a better marketer? The outcome should be, like, how do I get better at my craft? And I think there are tools and likely more coming on the scene leveraging AI that are going to do that for you. But you don't need to, like, quit your job to go study LLMs in, like, you know, Silicon Valley for 8 months.
If anything, the education that you get now is going to be irrelevant based on the speed that this technology is evolving.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I really need to study what an LLM is right now, but that's not what your desired career path is, why are you doing that? It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Honestly, my take is, like, the people in this space are way smarter than me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, there's no way Kyle Hagee is going to have anything relevant to say about an LLM or, like, a deep AI tool. And so I just, like, sleep at night knowing that Sam Altman and his team got it.
So you got it?
Yeah, I got it. And then, like, someone is going to take that technology and productize it in a way that, you know, a normal person like me can intuitively understand.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people will use it. So, like, right now, like, being an early adopter, you're probably using tech that, like, you have to be pretty technical to understand. That's not what I'm suggesting you do.
Yeah.
Just be aware of the tools around your career.
It's so funny because at the beginning of this, I thought we were going to be at complete odds.
Yeah.
But I think we're kind of on the same page here.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
We should be fighting more.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's really interesting. It's the same thing as everything, right? Mm-hmm. And we're specifically talking about users of this, right?
Yes. Yeah. If you're a company, like, you probably should have some sort of AI strategy. And if you're, like, you know, a startup, like, there's probably things you could be leveraging to, like, make your company more efficient and your startup more sexy. But just an average person trying to become better at their job inside of a company, you don't need to become an AI expert. Just, like anything, like, keep your eyes open for tools that can make you better.
Yeah, I think that actually makes a lot of sense.
And there's, like, what's the quote? It's like, AI is not going to take your job. Someone that knows how to use AI is going to take your job.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think so.
I think that's true. It's just, like, you know, like, I don't think a tool is going to take your job, but someone that's really good with a tool is going to take your job if you don't get good at that tool. Like, if if you were interviewing someone today in 2024, and you were like, so, like, what's your process? And they're like, you know, if I want to learn something, I shut my laptop, I get in my car, I drive 20 minutes, I go to the library, I check out an encyclopedia, I open up to ants, to use your previous random topic, and then I study, you'd be like, yeah, we're not going to, like, just use Google. So there's going to be tools that you need to learn.
But also, how many people are doing that right now, right? Everyone has adopted Google search.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying. In 2000, I don't think, like, everyone was like, I'm not going to use, no thanks, Google search.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to use an encyclopedia. And then they, like, lost their job. Like, I just, I don't think it's that big of a deal right now, because I think the way that we adopt new technology mm-hmm. is such that a normal worker that is not like employee, that is not like trying to get crazy into engineering or whatever, like those, that's a different story.
Yeah. But
you're just going to adopt it. It's going to be fine. When you need to, you will.
The saddest thing is, when I was describing someone going to the library, I was like, that sounds so nice.
I know. Also, like, that's great.
I would love to just be able to go to a library. Yeah, if someone turns off the internet, that would be so nice.
Please don't turn off the internet.
our show won't be able to go
powers
out.
Powers that be.
Okay, so if you're, let's like summarize this. If sure. you are an average employee, like, what are your tactics you're recommending? Like, should someone actually care about AI, and what should they do about it? What are your tactics for them?
I don't have any. My tactics are do nothing and spend your time doing other things that are more valuable for your career. That is, I'm literally not joking.
Honestly,
that is what I wrote down.
That's
nothing.
A spicy take. I do love it. Well, I'll share tactics.
Great.
And now.
I have some tactics.
Well,
all right, fine. I'll give you my one tactic.
Okay.
I was kind of joking. So start messing around with these tools.
Mm-hmm.
In low stakes environments. It's the same way that you would adopt to Canva. We are not sponsored by Canva, by the way, but
we're open to it.
Sponsor us, Canva.
Yeah.
You know, just like you learned Canva by like, oh gosh, what is this thing? Like, oh, this is so cool. This is all the things it can do.
Do you have specific tools in mind?
No. ChatGPT, I don't know. I I'm not looking into them that much. But if there's a low stakes environment, you're on a project or you have some free time, start messing around with it, see what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most important thing is low stakes environments.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you are, I don't know, applying for a job, now is not the time to use ChatGPT for the first time. Like
it seems like this is a personal experience.
Yes, I did experience, when I was interviewing for a position, a job ago or two jobs ago, we got like 1,000 applications for a position, and I looked at every single one of them. It was exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
like ChatGPT could have done that for
you.
There
it is. If I had an AI that could look through, this is another thing that we haven't talked about. I actually don't know that I would use an AI for something like a hiring or recruiting, because we haven't even gotten into the like AI black. I know it's so much, but I think like, okay, I don't want an AI like choosing who I should and shouldn't pay attention to as an employee.
It's trained on historical data. The historical data
exactly.
is probably racist and super whack.
Exactly. And there's an example, not to get super derailed from my original example. I will get back to it. There was this story of how Amazon had used an algorithm basically trained on its historical data to weed out potential candidates. And what it had learned was that historically the humans at Amazon had preferred men,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the algorithm, the black box, reinforced that.
Same with mortgages.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically if you went to, you know, if you applied and you had an all-women's college on your resume, or you were in women's soccer or whatever, they would downgrade you. The algorithm would downgrade you. And then those people wouldn't even be surfaced. So anyways, that was such a digression. I'm sorry.
And this is where Kayla's hatred of AI comes from. And honestly, spot on.
Yeah. I just don't trust it. I don't know what's in it. Anyways, it's fine. If you call me a Luddite, I will cry. So please be nice. But no, I think like I was looking through all of these and I was getting a lot of really similar cover letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting very frustrated because 1,000 applicants, I'm spending 3 to 4 minutes on each person screening, seeing if they would be good to go on to the next level. And all of these started getting really repetitive. And I was like, are they all like working together or whatever? Obviously, I realized it's ChatGPT that they were using.
Yep.
And then there was one person who had not even taken the time to proofread their cover letter. They copy and pasted the entire conversation with ChatGPT. So it said like, okay, John, I've modified this letter to include your experience in blah, blah, blah. Sincerely. And it had all the text.
That's
sincerely,
so
your name. I was like, come on.
Yeah. Like, okay, John, I've made this certain you'll get the job.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, not going to happen.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't think you should or can use those tools to get ahead at work. I'm saying you have to use them and also then make sure that it makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't just like, oh, the AI's got it.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I think if you're outsourcing your entire job to ChatGPT and then you're not like checking, you're not investigating, then you've just outsourced your entire job to ChatGPT. What are you doing?
Right.
So like, don't do that, because if you do, you're kind of proving that you don't need your job.
But also, it's not going to be good.
Exactly. So, all right, my tactics first is explore the general tools. There's like Bard, the Google's version of ChatGPT. Sure. There's ChatGPT. I think they're really interesting. Like, you can get some interesting results. And the way I would use them is like brainstorming ideas. If you need to have an offsite with your team and you want to come up with like 20 icebreaker ideas, ChatGPT will give you 20 icebreaker ideas, and then you can see which ones resonate with you.
Yeah, and then you shouldn't do them, because you should never do icebreakers at a team offsite because they're lame. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, well, I have non-lame icebreakers, so if anyone wants those, email us, per my last email at morningbeer.com. But so you can get stimulus to react to.
Sure.
But then it is your job to kind of connect those dots, react to them, come up with something new. But it's a good foundation, I think. The second thing is, understand what tools are being used in your industry. If you're in marketing, like, what marketing tools, AI or not, are kind of other companies using, other great marketers using, and get good at those, just like you would get good at your craft. And some might not use AI, some might say they use AI, some might actually use AI, but you should get good at those. My third thing is, just in general, I do think AI is going to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And like, technology has always been encroaching more into our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think the best workers going forward are the ones who can do the things that really make us human. So now it's like actually just an interesting time for me, at least, to reflect on like, what is it that humans can do that like ChatGPT can't, that AI can't?
Sure.
And I do think it's like elements of storytelling. So like, always get good at storytelling and presenting. Get good at connecting the dots. ChatGPT can throw a ton of dots at you. If you can connect them in really interesting ways, you're always going to have a place. It's creativity. You know, again, taking those dots, remixing things, putting them out there in an interesting way, having a unique personality or a unique tone. And then I think the last thing is like curation. You can like look at a ton of different outputs that AI has. Are you curating them, packaging them in a really interesting way? And so there's always going to be a place for humans. Again, this is like year 2050. This is going to start hitting. But it's nice to think about like what really makes humans human, what really makes us unique, and lean into those strengths.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I think that's good advice for anyone, no matter what, regardless of AI. So
Kayla says that looking like she's so disappointed.
I completely agree with you. I think that's fantastic advice, just generally. I think it doesn't have to be within the like confines of like avoiding being replaced by AI. I think it's just like, that's just good career advice generally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the big takeaway is like, don't get overwhelmed by this.
Yeah.
Your job is likely not going to get like cut tomorrow. And like, don't feel so much doom that you feel like I can't even look at artificial intelligence or like you need to look at it super, super deep. But do take the time to be thoughtful about some of these tools, practice them in your own, get good at your craft like always, and obviously subscribe to the podcast and share with your friends.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key.
Any final notes for the listeners?
No, I think you did a great job of wrapping that up. I mean, don't worry about it. And if I'm
that was not my summary. Okay, it was like the spark notes that just was so not true about the book.
Okay. Also, people have been using tools since Spark Notes and Cliff Notes. I'm sure before that.
Yeah,
as well.
I think cavemen were known to use some tools.
Using tools.
Like ChatGPT.
Yeah, I agree. But if you disagree with us, or with me specifically, because I know I took some strong takes here, strong opinions, email us at permylastemail@morningbrew.com.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. Thank you all for listening. And I think it's time we roll the credits.
Let's do it.
Our producer is Michaela Heck.
Our technical director is Uchenna Waogu.
Jeremy Barreto is our system administrator.
And our chief content officer is Devin Emery.
This show is a production of Morning Brew.
See you next week.